Very obviously, the theme that comes through the gospel there is salt and light. The image of light is often used in scriptures, particularly in the New Testament. But before we move into salt and light, the background of the gospel is really to do with relationship. And then salt and light come in with how that relationship is lived out. So let me just firstly word you in. This is the first time today in this gospel that Matthew uses the word Father. That's why I'm talking about relationship. So Father gets used for the first time today. It's in the middle of a rather long sermon that he's giving. It was prefaced by the Beatitudes, or you know it as the Sermon on the Mount. And then this part comes in, and then it continues into the second part. By the time Matthew has finished the sermon through Jesus' lips, the word Father has been mentioned 16 times in the one sermon. So it's about relationship. By the time Matthew has finished his gospel, Jesus has mentioned the word Father 44 times. So it's about relationship. It's about the relationship that Jesus has with his Father. And then Jesus calls the disciples brothers and sisters. And if we're brothers and sisters, then we are sons and daughters, which is the same language that's used. It's about relationship. Keep that in mind when we start talking about salt and light, if it's about relationship. The relationship is between us and God and between us and each other. When we come to the relationship between us and each other, it is nearly always got to do with behaviour. Be what we have. When we talk about the Beatitudes, we talk about be the attitude. So the Beatitudes are given to us partly so that we can discover where God is. If you go through those 8-9 Beatitudes in your own time, that's where God is. In the time and place of all of those people's lives. So it's the relationship that we either have or we do not have with God in those times and places that is going to be well judged, but it's also the way that we judge ourselves, and it's particularly the way that others judge us as Christians. If our relationship with each other is stilted or not going well, you can bet that the relationship with God is either going to be equally as poor, if not worse. If the relationship with God is going okay, then you can bet that the relationship with each other is manageable even in dark times. That if it's okay with God, then normally we're doing okay with each other as well. Because we exercise in our behaviour, we exercise the right attitude. And that's what is seen or witnessed by the rest of the world. So then Jesus introduces the language of light and dark. Our good behaviour is what gives glory to God, we're told in the last sentence of the gospel. Glory to the Father. Our bad behaviour, our destructive behaviour, is what damages all of us and distances us from God. And when we're distanced from God, just remember who moved. It's not God. Jesus highlights that further by using the example of salt. Some of you may be aware that salt was hugely important in biblical times. God spoke to Moses and he gave him the covenant. And then he said words similar to these. This covenant I give to you in salt. Salt was always a symbol, a physical symbol of loyalty, integrity, durability, fidelity, perseverance, particularly perseverance. It is salt that gives taste in cooking. It is salt that young girls were taught to use when they were sent out in biblical times to get the donkey dung, the camel dung, bring it back and add salt to it, not for its taste, but to give it the whatever the word is that makes it fire up. And they would make patties out of that and let them dry with salt in it. And that's what they would use like briquettes in the ovens. The oven wasn't like we have at home. The oven belongs to the community. So even now you go to a Middle Eastern village, particularly an older village, there will be public ovens. And on the bottom of the oven is salt. And then inside of that you put these patties, which in Jesus' time the little girls made, that had salt in them to ignite it and give it the flame, the fire, the heat, as well as the light. Salt was important. It was even used not just to preserve food, but it was even used as a currency. You could bargain with salt. Now, I don't want the doctors present to get upset, because I know that there's an issue with salt and hypertension and cholesterol perhaps as well. So just relax, Frank. It's okay. But salt was such an important instrument in biblical times. And so when Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth," the "you" that is mentioned there is actually, in the original Greek, it is the plural. It's not the single. So I'm saying to us this morning, through the lips of Jesus, we are the salt of the earth. We are to be a living symbol of loyalty, of durability, of fidelity, faithfulness, and particularly of perseverance. With the Beatitudes that came before today's part of the sermon, we got where God is. In today's gospel, we get how to live with God and with each other. And how do we do that? We are salt of the earth. We are people who persevere in our relationship this way, heavenward, and in our relationship this way, with our behaviour. So it is certainly about doing good. It's about being good as well. So I keep coming back to the relationship. If our relationship is bland, there is no salt in it, then something's not right. We can inject ourselves into that relationship more because we are allowed, don't be fearful, we are allowed actually to call God Father, our Father. We are allowed because Jesus told us that we are his brothers and sisters and therefore the Father's sons and daughters. There are no orphans in this church. There are faithful people who are persevering. We're all a bit salty, I hope. If we're not, then we really ought to ask ourselves at the beginning of this part of the year, what am I doing? What am I doing with my life? What am I doing to bring light into a darkened world? What sort of instrument am I? I ask myself that because I'm now a public person. How are the things that I say and do interpreted by those that do not have the relationship with God that I strive to have? So if I'm a person of anger, then those who do not know God like I know God, they only see that God is angry, or there is no God. I don't need a God in my life to get angry. And you know that as well as I do. But God is in my life, therefore with my behaviour and my attitude, there is no room for bad behaviour. Whether I want to assess myself or others are going to assess me. So to all of us this morning, I'd say don't simply be good. I'd say be good for something. What is your something?